Welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen? Amen. Now I'm excited because this is definitely the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day, and God is just going to always take care of us. Amen? He's always going to be with us. He's always going to be helping us. He's always going to be working on our behalf, just like he is right now, and I thank God that it says, where even two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of us. Amen? So we're just going to gather tonight in his name and worship and be thankful.
Father, kindness to him. You brought me out of darkness, you have filled me with peace. Give her mercy in my heart and time me. Lord, I will never say.
Promises, my God. fight our battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like I'm surrounded.
Thank you.
to move on. When you reach out and brought me home from the valley of dry bones, you were the God that saves. You're the one that rescues me. You rescue me. You are the God that sings, and you call me from the grave. You rescue me. Ransomed out of the wreckage, pulled from the ashes of sin's hold. You rescue me. You are the God that saves, and you call me from the grave. You rescue me. You are the God that saves, and the one that rescues me.
With me, and I hear the song, I hear the song of victory ring over me. I hear the song, I hear the song of victory ring over me. I hear the song, I hear the song of victory, and I hear the song of victory. I hear the song, I hear the song of victory.
You're the one who rescues me, and you rescue me. It's nice having me up here, but you don't need me.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is good to be in the house of God. It is good to be where the Lord is worshiping and touching our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. He is so good to us. Amen. Well, you guys can see, thankfully, this is my last night by myself. Hallelujah. Amen. My bachelor time is over. In fact, Pastor Regina will be getting on a plane soon, and that'll be wonderful. But I guess I survived this week pretty well, and thank goodness that we're on and moving on. Moving on up, so to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we do have one announcement to make that I know of, and that's that Amber and Logan are renewing their vows on Saturday. So we'll be here at 3 o'clock to do that, and praise God. It's going to be a blessing and a good time. And so as many as you can, I hope that you're able to make it out for that. That'll be a good time. in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So I don't think I have anything else. I better let the children go so that they can go to class or hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, and then I don't want to forget that we have the men's breakfast this Saturday. So make sure you make time to be at the Mount Victory Plaza there at 9 o'clock, and we're going to have a good breakfast together. So that'll be a great opportunity for men to hang out and be touched by God. We always have a good time. So that's another good thing. And then I guess at this time I will take up the offering. Hallelujah. And it says here in the book of Haggai chapter 1, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. And what this is talking about is that we can never take care of our own house and not consider God's house. Amen? And so we want to make sure that when it comes to tithe and offering, that we are tithing and offering and putting God first and putting his house first. And then he says, if we will build his house, then he'll build our house. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we're always open to God and that we're always open to putting him first in every aspect of our life, which is our theme tonight. So we're just going to pray over this offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray right now, God, that we would not live in our own houses and leave your house in waste, Father God, but that we would always honor you and reverence you, Father, and that we would always bring you our first fruits and put you first in our life, Father God, so that you can always have that place of blessing and that place of authority and that place of goodness for our lives, Father and Lord. We just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is good. Amen. And all the time, he's good. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to look in the Bible and we're going to talk about setting our life in order or making sure that God is our priority. Amen. And we're just going to get started here and we're going to look in the book of Joshua and see what Joshua had to say after a long time of serving the Lord. And it says in Joshua 24:14, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Joshua makes this statement after a long time of serving God. Amen. He was with Moses, and then Moses passed, and he took over, and he led the people, and they saw all that God was willing to do with them. He parted the Red Sea, then he parted the Jordan River for them and helped them overcome the city of Jericho and kept them throughout all battles and everything. And Joshua was just making a statement to these people, as for me and my house, no matter what you do, we're going to serve the Lord. And I hope that that's how bold you are. I hope that you say, no matter what anybody else's choice is, my choice is going to be to serve the Lord. And keep that your choice and keep it out in front of you. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwell in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And boy, let that all be our statement, that we're going to serve the Lord no matter what. You know, as Christians, as people that have declared that we're saved, declared to be a part of the kingdom of God, we must live a life of putting God first. Amen? And he must be our priority. And that's what Joshua was making the statement there for, was to make sure that everybody knew that as far as he was concerned, God was always going to be first and be the center of what must happen in our life. And it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, once we're saved, then we want to make sure that we're led of the Spirit of God. Amen? We don't want to just say we're saved and then go on living life any old way at our own hand. We want to make sure we're studying the Word and we're in prayer so that God can speak to us and that we can hear Him being our leader, and let him lead us through this thing called life. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. You know, this is beautiful because it talks about how God will help us here, but we're joint heirs with Christ, so that means that we know we have a home in heaven once we exit this earth. Amen? And we want to be thankful for that. We want to be thankful for those things, and we want to be thankful for God's goodness, and we want to make sure that we always put the Lord first in our life. Amen? We're going to look here in Deuteronomy chapter 30. In verse 15, it says, see, I set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away so that thou will not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So here, what I love about the Lord is he's always so straightforward. Amen? And he just clearly puts it out there for us that all we have to do is love him and keep his commandments, and we'll be a blessed people. Amen? And he's put that out in front of us because he wants to prolong our days, and he wants for us to live a long life. So he says, choose you. I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, therefore choose life. So I want you to know that God's hope for us is that we always choose him and choose life. The Lord never wants anything dark or ugly for our life, and he never gives us anything dark or ugly for our life. He gives us blessing and he gives us goodness, but it's a choice we have to make, and we have to choose him, and we have to choose life, and we have to choose blessing, and we have to choose what God puts out in front of us. Amen? Now we're going to look again at Deuteronomy, and this time we're going to look at chapter 10, verse 12, and it says, now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heavens and the heavens of the heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in your fathers to love them and to choose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. So I want you to know something. What does it take to please God? Just that you would love him, and that's that you would serve him. And if you love God and serve him, then guess what? His blessing will be upon your life, and he'll have his hand on you, and you will live a long, long life with the goodness of God helping you at every turn of your life. Amen? And God's blessing will follow you, and he will help you get things accomplished. All you got to do is make sure that you love him and keep his commandments. That's what his word says. And so we want to make sure that that's what we do, because we want to be set apart for God, and we want to be set apart for his use and for who he declares us to be. We're going to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 31, and it says something very interesting here in verse 31. Then Hezekiah answered and said, now you have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings unto the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. But what I like here is it says, now you have consecrated yourself unto the Lord. Do you know what that word consecrated means? It says to make or declare something sacred, to be dedicated formally to a divine purpose. Amen? To ordain someone to be a sacred office. In other words, when we consecrate ourselves unto the Lord, it's a great place to be, because we're letting everything else know that we're not available. Amen? We're letting Satan know, we're letting the world know that we're not available to what they have, because we've already found what we have, and what we have is in God. Amen? And what we have is in the Lord, and we want to be consecrated unto him. We want to be set apart unto him. We want people to know. Might get under their skin, but people ought to be able to see that we belong to God. Amen? And that we're consecrated to him. And they might see you as peculiar. They might see you as someone that gets on their nerves, but there should be a consecration of yourself to the Lord where you are totally dedicated to him, and that it comes a point in time where we should serve him and nothing else. Amen? We should just be serving God all the time, and there should be no part of us that's serving Satan or serving this world or after our own agenda. You know, we should be living for him and living through him and seeing what he wants for our life. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 says, know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And what that means is that now that you have been saved, you're the temple of God where the Lord lives. Amen. And so we ought to live a sanctified life where we're living pure and we're fighting our best every day to live for him and be like him. Amen. And do what we can to live for God every day of our life. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says up above here, in 1 Corinthians 3:8, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another built thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Now, what I really want you to see is that it says that he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. I want you to know that your life is enough for God. Amen. And that you are living a life that pleases God when you serve him. Amen. And when you put him first, you're living a life that will produce its own fruit. And you will receive the blessing of what your labor has been. Amen. And I want you to know that you are a person that labors and God receives what you're giving him. And you're going to produce your own reward. Amen. And that reward is that one day we're all expecting that one day the Lord will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and that we're going to enter right into his presence. Amen? That's what our plan is. When we leave this earth, we're going to enter into the presence of God, and he's going to be blessed by us and with us, and he's going to put forth his goodness upon us and just show us how much he loves us. Amen? Won't that be an amazing thing to enter into the presence of God? Won't that be an amazing thing when you actually get to see how much God really loves you, and to know how much he loves you, that he set you apart for himself, and that he desires to have that good and great relationship with you, and that he has done all of this so that he can be with you and that he can spend time with you. That's what's so amazing about Christ laying down his life for us, is that he gave himself for us so that he could restore us to his Father. Amen. And that's such an amazing thing that they love us that much that they could not wait, that they were willing to go through whatever it took for us to be restored unto him. And we're going to read here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know that we should have people in the world that we witness to, and people in the world that we love, and we might have relatives that are unsaved that we love and that we witness to and that we love on and try to get saved. But you know what? When it comes to greater things, such as marriage and stuff like this, we should not even be willing to marry someone that's not saved. Uh-oh. Whew. Boy, I don't want to start any wars tonight, but I just want to speak the truth for a minute. You know, we should be looking for people that have something in common with us. Amen? And this is what the Bible says. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And I want you to know something. that this doesn't mean that you can't have people that you're sowing into and that you want to be saved that are not saved, but it does mean that when it comes to more closer relationships and stuff like a spouse, why would you go to the bar to find a husband or a wife? Amen? My goodness, we need to make sure that we're looking within the church and we're letting God make those relationships happen. And we got to be able to be willing to make sure that we make friends that are Christians, amen? Because you will be influenced by those who are around you, amen? And I tell you what, if someone's going to get on your nerves, I'd rather it be someone in the church getting on your nerves than someone outside of the church getting on your nerves, amen? So if you're going to have friends, if we should have friends, let them be people that are in the church, amen? And then let the people that are unsaved be people that we do witness to and that we do love on and we show forth the love of Christ. But when it gets to the closer relationships that are around our lives, our friends and our loved ones and definitely those who we build a family with, those should all be believers that are coming out of like precious faith and that we're looking to be a part of what our faith is going to unveil. Amen? Does that make sense to us? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me read something here. In the book of Exodus chapter 19, I just like for us to see what God says to his people and to see what he's saying to us and what he has to say. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, it says, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." And Moses came and called the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. Wow. I want you to know that the Lord is no respecter of persons, amen? And what he's done for these people, he'll do for us, amen? Once we get saved, we become a peculiar people that belong to God. And we become his children, and he loves us, and he's with us, and he will work with us just like he did for these people and how he brought them out of Egypt and lifted them up, as he says, on wings of eagles and brought them through. The Lord will do these things for us. Amen? He will do great and mighty works for us just like he did for them. Amen? And it is his desire to do that for us because we are his chosen children and we are blessed. Amen? It says that when the Lord has chosen us, we are a special people when he chooses us, when we choose him. Amen? But what's amazing is that we couldn't even choose God if he didn't draw us. The Lord says that those who come to me could not come unless my Father had drawn them. So listen, before you even know who God is, he has chosen you to be his children, amen? And he's chosen you to be his. And tonight I want you to know that God has chosen you to be his. And he wants you to have a good life, and he wants to be the center of your life, and he wants to be the one that helps you through every aspect of life, amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's interesting, too, because if you're going to be consecrated unto the Lord, we have several examples in the Bible of people that were consecrated to the Lord. And we have Samuel, who was set apart at a young age. And as a prophet, he did many great things because he was consecrated. And then we have Jesus himself. Amen. The way he was raised and the way he was set aside. And so each of us, I want you to know, should set yourself to be a consecrated vessel unto the Lord. And so you can make that choice and choose to make certain that you're going to live for God and that you're going to keep all things before him and you're going to be looking to move with him and have him work on your behalf. Amen? And so we just want to make sure that we're people that love him and people that move on his behalf. Amen? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory tonight, Father. Lord, I want to go back to the fact that you've called us to not be unequally yoked with the world, Father God. That we would protect ourselves and protect our lives, and we would make sure that we have you involved in everything we do, Father. Every relationship we start, Father God, every situation we're a part of, God, let us make sure that we go into those things with your guidance and with your help, Father God, so that we're not ever being a part of something that pulls us away from you, but we are part of those things that pull us towards you, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise and glory tonight, Father. We just exalt you and lift you up and declare your goodness, Father. And God, I just thank you that you're pouring out of your Spirit upon us, Father God. That you're touching us, Father God. Lord, that you're blessing us, Father God. Lord, that you're putting your hand upon us, Father. And that, Lord, you're helping us in every aspect of life. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. All right, we have some prayer requests here. Hallelujah. Okay, we got a prayer request for Ryan, who's traveling. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put Ryan before you, Father God. And Lord, keep him safe as he travels, Father. And Lord, I just declare your blessing upon him and upon his family. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Father, we put Kim before you. And we pray, Father, over her mom's health, that she would gain strength, Father God, and that you would just put your healing hand upon her, Father God. And so we just ask you to help strengthen her. And also, Kim, as she goes through this with her mother, Father, that you would just put your blessing and your mercy and your grace upon them. And, Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a little hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want to thank you all for being here. And thank you for coming out. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And if anybody can help, we're going to put some tables out after the service. So if you can stay over and help us for a few minutes, that'd be greatly appreciated. Okay? All right. Thank you.